Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. And if you are a regular listener, we thank you for your loyalty, and we are excited to be on yet another podcast. So today we thought we'd talk a little bit about the brain. You know, I've had a few people just in the last week talk to me about family members that have gotten diagnosed with Alzheimer's, dementia, and it's crazy because just in like 1 week, I've had several of them.
Yeah.
So I thought
they come in groups.
They do. Yeah. They do. And so I thought it would
be. But it is very common these days to hear these things.
It is.
I just thought the brain diseases and it happening sooner, you know, than usual. Like,
yeah.
You know, people in their 60s. I mean.
And actually, a couple of those were in people that were diagnosed like pretty early on.
Yeah.
Pretty early on. And so.
This should not be happening.
I don't know. It just kind of got me thinking because my great grandmother had some form of dementia. I don't know if she had Alzheimer's, but she was already in her 80s. When she was diagnosed with it, and so that's not too bad. But when you get diagnosed in your 50s or 60s,
that's tough.
That is really tough. So, you know,
and the thing about those diseases is that they're hard on the family.
Oh, absolutely.
To like watch your family member go through that, right?
And absolutely,
it's probably one of the sadder diseases to be diagnosed with.
Yes,
you know, to have family members watch the deterioration of that.
Yeah, well, we know someone, and I'm not going to give any details of because we know someone whose spouse got diagnosed like in their early 50s. Mm-hmm. And the last time I talked to this person, it was so sad because they were just, and it was a very aggressive form of dementia. And just over the past year, this person has really deteriorated to the point where they can't leave the person alone at home. And they're, you know, they're thinking of getting full-time care. And I mean, just it really does affect, you know, it's really hard on the family. It's a very sad thing.
Yeah.
It's really sad. And, you know, so I thought that it would be really great to talk about what we can do to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What we can do to prevent it.
Well, and you saw a stat.
I did.
I thought was pretty amazing.
I did, because this is coming from a neurologist who's a co-director of the Brain Health and Alzheimer's Prevention Program at Loma Linda University.
Oh, Loma Linda.
Yeah, Loma Linda.
Your alma mater.
In California. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And they quoted that lifestyle changes can reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's by 90%.
90%.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty significant.
Lifestyle changes.
Lifestyle changes.
Making changes in the way you live can affect it by 90%, your chances of getting it.
That's right.
That's incredible.
It is.
That tells you right there how much your health is in your hands.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, I was shocked when I saw that number, you know, but a lot of it is reducing the risk. You know, you're trying to reduce by preventing or calming inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, we're talking about inflammation because that's what causes changes in the brain that can lead to Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
That inflammation in the body, those free radicals, you know, the inflammation causes free radicals. Free radicals are not a good thing.
Right.
Okay. The free radicals, specifically when we're talking about the brain, are the ones that can kill the nerve cells. And so, you know, the good news is that it's never too late or early to adopt habits that are going to help keep your brain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I thought that we could talk about some of these things. You know, this one specific article I was reading had like five main points that you can work on to help you prevent, mm-hmm. help you prevent Alzheimer's. So number one, which I thought was just amazing and wonderful, mm-hmm. was, which I know you weren't hip on, but it was love your coffee, chocolate, and red wine.
I know, because of why?
You know, what's that?
Because of why?
Oh, because of the antioxidants. That's okay. Right. Dark chocolate.
Right. So what I think is great is that there's tons of antioxidants right. in fruits and vegetables, but for some reason we have to bring up coffee, chocolate, and exactly. you know, so it's just in wine.
Yeah.
I mean, not that, I mean, look, you can do those things in moderation, right? But don't, it's like the number one thing on their list. Go, drink your coffee, eat your chocolate, and you know.
But you know, the thing is that there were some really, I felt that all of these points were great.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
Yes, I agree. The chocolate, red wine,
the bottom line
and the
is
coffee.
Get
I
your mean, antioxidants.
That's right. Get your antioxidants.
Because they fight free radicals.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And like Tina said, you know, you can very easily get antioxidants in your vegetables and your fruit.
Like blueberries.
Especially in your colored ones.
Yes. Like blueberries are probably huge. Like the most potent antioxidant builders.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Number two.
Let's move on from number
getting,
one.
Right. Well, let me just say, as far as the coffee, it's set up to 3 cups of coffee a day.
That is ridiculous.
3 cups of coffee.
All right. Go on.
And when choosing chocolate, look for at least 70% cacao.
I do that with you because I yeah. know that you have a sweet tooth and you like to eat chocolate on occasion. So I'll buy that chocolate for you.
Right,
like that's
right.
Like we're not eating M&Ms anymore around here. No. You know, that kind of yeah. thing. So yes, if you're going to eat chocolate, definitely consider eating the, you know, the chocolate that has the higher cacao.
Cacao. And it. Stick to 1 ounce a day.
Right.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's about 110 calories.
Jiminy crickets.
And as far as red wine, the experts are advising to keep it to 1 5-ounce glass a day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I know that red wine is really like a big thing also as far as like heart disease. Mm-hmm. As a gastroenterologist, mm-hmm. I do have a hard time with a regular
promoting alcohol drinking every day.
Right, every day, you yeah. know. I mean, you know, I deal with the liver and the pancreas.
That's
so
right.
it's yeah. a little bit tough for me to promote that one. But anyways, mm-hmm. that was number one. Okay, number two is sleep.
Yes.
Sleep. It's so important, so important. And
so many people are not sleeping well these
yeah,
days.
I know.
You know?
It's hard. It's hard sometimes yeah. to, I mean, we're so revved up.
Yeah.
You know, as a society, we're so revved up. We're stressed. We're, you know, we've been going all day. And then at nighttime, you know, it's sometimes hard to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
But in the article we read, it was recommending to try to get 8 hours of sleep mm-hmm. a night mm-hmm. to protect your brain. Okay. And of course, the quality is as important as the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to make sure that you get deep sleep. Okay. Because it's in the deep sleep. Mm-hmm. During the deep sleep, that's when the toxins that have built up during the day get cleared out. Yeah. And then that's where inflammation gets reduced.
Yeah. The liver is processing your blood every night.
That's right.
And cleaning it and removing toxins. But if you're not sleeping at that time, your liver can't do its job.
Exactly.
So
you definitely want to make sure that you're getting some deep sleep, and you know, your body goes, when you're sleeping, your body goes through several sleep cycles, mm-hmm. okay? And including one called REM, which I know a lot of people are familiar with. If you're not, REM is the cycle where you dream, okay? And you know, that's dreaming, that's where you dream during REM, and that usually happens after your deep sleep. Okay, so if you remember when you wake up, if you remember that you were dreaming and you wake up feeling refreshed, then you know that you've had deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do you dream?
I know I do.
Yeah,
I just don't remember my dreams anymore. But I know when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I'll snap out of a dream, but then I forget it right away. Ever since college, I don't remember my dreams anymore. I don't know why. I got such a lack of sleep in college, I think.
All right. So the bottom line is sleep. Get mm-hmm. your sleep, because that helps to clear out your toxins and reduce the inflammation. So it's really important. Helps your body to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So very important. Okay. So should we review the number one?
No. Let's not go back to number one. Keep moving.
All right. Number three. All right. Number three was about exercise.
Mm.
Okay. And we talk about movement. All right. Movement and how important movement is.
Yeah.
So exercise, So important, okay? Regular exercise, especially getting aerobic exercise.
Because it makes the blood move to the brain.
Exactly. You're increasing the blood flow to the brain, okay? And so that helps to improve the connections in the brain, the neurons, you know, the connections between the neurons, and it helps to reduce inflammation. There's that word again, inflammation.
I think probably one of the best exercises that you can do that's so simple that hits every nerve in the body is rebounding.
Yes.
And it's such a simple thing to do, you know, even 5 minutes a day. If you could do that, you're probably minimizing your risk of Alzheimer's just right there, just from rebounding every day.
And you know, it's interesting you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I was reading a different article this week
You've been busy on your articles this week.
I know. I've been reading some articles, in between my scopes.
Right.
I go to the restroom and I read an article.
Got it.
But anyways, so this article was about entrepreneurs and taking care of yourself as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so I was just looking for some quotes and I stumbled on this article and it was talking about doing something physical at night before you go to bed, just to kind of try to help. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, that's going to get me more revved up. But they were actually promoting it to try to like wind things down and try to like, even in regards to your high cortisol levels, you know, because when you're all stressed out and just going, your cortisol levels are just like crazy, you know, high levels. So I was thinking, you know, 5 minutes of rebounding at night, like right before we're winding up and getting ready to go to bed would probably be like a great thing. But yeah, Tina's point about the rebounding, I totally agree. And in fact, I think we've done a podcast on rebounding.
Yes.
It's just so good. I mean, it's so good for the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
So a lot of wonderful benefits with rebounding.
Number four.
Okay. So number four was about eating a plant-centric diet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why isn't that number one?
I know, right?
Can we switch number one and number four?
I think we can do whatever we want.
I think we should.
We can do whatever we want.
I like this article now.
This is a great article, right?
We'll skip over number one.
But wait, I want to go back to the exercise. It was talking about sedentary.
Oh, being sedentary. Being
sedentary. That's talking about when you're sedentary, you're not getting the blood flow that you need to your brain. You know, it's the blood flow is reduced, and so, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to get those neurons, to get those connections going. So anyways, I just wanted to put a little plug in
for
about
not being sedentary.
For not being sedentary.
Don't go home and watch TV all night.
That's right.
Do
that's
something.
Right.
Go for a walk.
That's exactly right.
Do 5 minutes of rebounding.
Oh, and one more thing I wanted to add in here is about yoga.
Oh.
Under the exercise, it talks about yoga doubling the benefits of combining movement with aspects of meditation, which definitely reduces stress and inflammation.
Yeah. So that's a combo of stress and
inflammation. So for those of you that are doing yoga, kudos to you.
Keep at it.
Keep at it and don't give up. Keep going. All right, so let's get on to point four, which is about the plant-based diet.
Well, we could talk all night about this.
Yeah, I mean, because this is what we promote.
Yeah.
We promote a plant-based diet, okay? You know, focused on vegetables, fruit, whole grains, beans, lentils, seeds, nuts. I mean, that is jam-packed full of antioxidants.
Right.
All right? And antioxidants reduce inflammation.
Yeah. And it's so easy. I mean, you don't have to, you know, be vegetarian or vegan all the time, but like, you know, instead of eating a regular burger, eat a black bean burger every once in a while, you know, instead of eating, you know, a sandwich with lunch meat, eat a salad, you know, a couple times a week. I mean, you don't have to do it all the time, but I think to the point of this article, the more you can do this, the less likely you are to get these diseases, right?
Yep.
So wouldn't that encourage you to like do better?
Absolutely.
You know, throughout the week?
Just little changes. Yeah. And you know, I agree that one should be number one.
Amen, sister.
Okay.
All right.
But I think that the chocolate and the coffee.
Number five.
Okay. All right. Number five. And actually, I really, really love number five.
Oh.
Number five, learn a new skill.
Oh, yes.
So what does that have to do?
Yeah. Well,
with
you have
preventing,
to keep your brain
that's
working.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and it was talking about, forget the brain games. You know, there's all these brain games
you
can do.
Sudoku and...
Yeah. Forget the brain games. Learn a new skill.
Yeah.
Learn a new skill because that helps to create new synapses, like neural connections, okay, that keeps your brain functioning well. And the more synapses you have, mm-hmm. you know, the more alert, the more aware, the longer your brain will remain intact.
Well, one of the things you mentioned in the article to me was that the more synapses you have, the more if you are to get Alzheimer's, the more it has to kill off.
Right. The more you can afford to lose.
The more you can afford to lose before right. you get
before
Alzheimer's
you lose it.
Or dementia. Yeah. Right.
The more you can afford to lose. So right. now is the time
to build up those synapses.
Yeah. You know, so that God forbid, if you do develop Alzheimer's or yeah. some sort of dementia in the future,
it takes you longer to get it.
It takes you longer to get it because yeah. you've built up so many synapses. Okay. Yeah. And this doesn't mean you have to go and learn French and knitting, you know, just any little new skill, okay? No matter how small. I mean, for example, if you play the piano, mm-hmm. challenge yourself to learn a new song every week, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And by the way, my grandmother learned how to play piano when she was 72 years old. Wow. She decided she wanted to take piano lessons, and she learned, and mm-hmm. she really did well to the point where she was playing piano at church. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
and that's why I love kung fu.
Yeah,
right. So for me, kung fu is my physical, but it's also my mental,
right?
Because we're learning new moves, we're learning, you know, new poems, we have mm-hmm. to memorize these things, we have to do everything on the right then turn around and do everything on the left side of the body. And it, to me, it's such a good thing for my health overall. It's good for my body and it's good for my brain.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's just, you know, another example, taking a hobby that you love and just using
it.
Yeah, using it to your advantage, right?
That's right.
To expand on the growth of your brain.
That's right. And so I really, really liked that mm-hmm. one that they talked about. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, and then one of the things that they came up with was this approach called SHIELD. Okay. SHIELD. Mm-hmm. And it's just like an easy way to sum up what helps to protect your brain against Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So SHIELD. S is for sleep. H is for handle stress. I is for interact. Mm-hmm. E is for exercise, L is for learn new things, and then D is for diet, heavy on the plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways.
So just really quick, interact meaning have relationships with people, have conversation, not relationships in that way. Don't look at me like that. I mean like so interact bad. With people, right? Have conversation. Is that the idea there? That
yes.
the more that we interact, you're getting all flush.
Yes.
Have relations with people.
Any social interaction,
okay,
is good. Even if it's just popping into like your local coffee shop just to chat with a barista, mm-hmm. okay? Interaction mm-hmm. with people is good.
Stimulating.
It's stimulating. Mm-hmm. You know, conversation and... Mm-hmm. and you know,
walking around your neighborhood, talking to your neighbors.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, with a cup of coffee.
Right. And some chocolate.
Yeah. 70% cacao.
Cacao.
All right. Anyways. All right. I think we need to wrap this podcast up. Anyways, I hope you learned something. I definitely learned a lot. And protect your brain. Love your brain. All right. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.